Welcome to Radio Kitchen, I'm Al Spohler.
As we wander through the aisles of our produce sections or the farmers markets at this time of year, we're left to wonder what can we do with the dwindling amount of fresh produce we see? Well, we think the answer is to go chicken, and Chef Jerry Pellegrino of Waterfront Kitchen. Chicken is such a versatile protein, you can take it in just about any direction.
You can, and so I recently had a challenge. My oven broke at my house.
Oh dear.
So there are a few days there where all I could do is cook on the stovetop.
Mm-hmm,
and
mm-hmm.
So I was forced to dig out these old recipes that don't require anything roasted in the oven.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of them are for chicken, because what you end up doing is using, you know, sort of a Dutch oven type pot with a lid,
mm-hmm.
and basically searing the chicken and you know, getting it brown, and then adding a bunch of ingredients, putting the chicken back on top and putting the lid over it. And so you've got like an environment that's like half braising, half steaming.
Right, right.
And you know, in 30 minutes, this chicken is really good. It's steamed, it's moist. You know, you can't overcook it because it's basically in a whole sort of pond of moisture.
Right.
And the dishes are great. And I had so much fun, you know, looking into different cultures and pulling out basically three that, you know, looking to France, Spain, and Italy for some fun dishes.
Let's talk about the first one then.
French would be chicken Provençal.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, a lot of these have the same thread, like sort of doing some onions and some garlic, adding some tomatoes, some wine, that type mm-hmm. of thing. But obviously, Provençal is sort of separated by its use of things like capers,
mm-hmm.
you know, Kalamata olives, and anchovy paste
mm-hmm.
To sort of give that really sort of extra dimension to the dish. And so, again, a lot of these, you start with onions and garlic and saute them and then add basically white wine, anything you have lying around, tomatoes, and then a bunch of ingredients.
Mm-hmm.
So, and the Provençal is lovely, I think, because I love the saltiness of the capers and the olives.
Yeah.
It makes a great dish.
And some of those tomatoes that we've put up from the summer are going
right,
to work
right,
perfectly.
Right, right. If you guys have preserved tomatoes, these are the dishes to use them with.
Number two.
Chicken cacciatore.
Oh, yeah.
Which would be the Italian version, and which kind of leaves out the olives and capers, but relies heavily on fresh herbs.
Mm-hmm.
Again, tomatoes, onions, garlic, those types of things, a little bit of lemon. But then you're using a lot of fresh oregano and a lot of fresh basil,
mm-hmm.
Which really kind of brightens the dish a lot. I think it's cacciatore ends up being like almost lighter in style than you would think of for Provençal,
right?
Because of a lot of use of the herbs, and then again, sort of stirring fresh ones in at the end too, after this chicken is done.
Yeah, and we're seeing a lot of herbs still in the market that
of course,
are locally grown,
yeah,
so we're going to get really good fresh stuff.
That's right. And so this is a fun dish, and you know, traditionally served over some linguine,
yeah,
which makes perfect dinner.
Number three from Spain.
That would be chicken and rice.
Okay.
And so this is a fun one to do because
yeah.
this truly is a one-pot dish. Again, same process, onions, garlic, sautéed, adding the wine, adding tomatoes. You have to get the proportions right on this one because you're going to add the rice into the pot
mm-hmm.
and let it cook while the chicken sits on top and
right.
steams. And so getting enough liquid so the rice cooks through, but not too much so it's super mushy,
mm-hmm.
Is the only challenge. But again, when this is done and you like sort of stir in this rice, and of course the Spanish dish has a lot of smoked paprika, which adds sort of a lovely aroma
yes.
to the room. You stir in this rice and this rice is just really flavorful because it just hasn't been cooked in water. It's been
right.
cooked in a lot of different things.
And I guess there's room for some of our peppers to go in this too.
Of course. Those
yeah,
types of
yeah.
things are great. And some people even put in the green Spanish olives at the end
yeah,
of this
lovely.
Dish.
Lovely.
Yeah.
Jerry, we're going to put all three of these on the website.
I think it's great. And like I said, right on the stovetop.
It's a great time of year to do it.
Yep.
I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Jerry Pellegrino.
And you've been listening to Radio Kitchen, produced by Bob White for 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.